Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and brothers that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of Yahweh. And when Peter was come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, You went in to men uncircumcised, and you ate with them? But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order to them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa, praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered, and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, Arise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, Not so, Master, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What Yahweh has cleansed, that you do not call common. This was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And immediately there were three men already come to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit bade me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brothers accompanied me, and we entered into that man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said to him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell you words whereby you and all your house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Master, how that he had said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. For as much then as Yahweh gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Master Yeshua the Messiah, what was I, that I could withstand Yahweh? When they heard these things, they held their peace and praised Yahweh, saying, Then has Yahweh also to the Gentiles granted repentance to life. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but to the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spoke to the Grecians, preaching the Master Yeshua. And the hand of Yahweh was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Master. When tidings of these things came to the ears of the assembly, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of Yahweh, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave to the Master. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added to the Master. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus, to seek out Shaul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the assembly there, and taught many people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem to Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Shaul. End of chapter.